This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, boy. Okay, so yesterday I had a really nice outfit on. Okay, you know, because of my whole stomach thing and the esophagus ulcers and all that, well, I haven't had much of an appetite. And you guys know me. I mean, I can eat, you know, 5,000 calories in one bite. And so I've been starting to slim down. I know. Sexy. I am. I am looking pretty sexy. Thank you, guys. Thank you. But, yeah, I am. So I'm getting sexy. Can't wait. So I've been losing weight, and there's this whole row of clothes in my closet that I could start wearing again. And it's phenomenal, you know, because you got, you know, I have my skinny clothes from high school. I still have my skinny jeans from high school. I mean, I will never be able to fit into those ever again. It's embarrassing, but I keep them, you know, just in case. I could get a bad stomach flu, maybe fit into my skinny jeans. They're a Union Bay. Remember Union Bay back then? Oh, they're very sexy. They're really cool. Little zipper on the anklets. I loved 80s jeans. The button fly, I didn't like. You know, the Levi's button fly 501 blues or whatever. The button fly, couldn't stand it because the button fly had about 5 buttons. And when you're trying to go pee between physics class and trig, you don't have time to undo a bunch of buttons. So, you know, you end up basically not making it a lot of time. So button fly I thought was very stupid. Yeah, they look good. Button fly looks good, but it's really not practical, you know. In fact, get rid of the zipper and the snap or the button. Just let me do a polyester pull-down at my age right now. So, anyway, I'm not going to probably ever wear the jeans again, but at least I have them. And then I got the acid-washed jeans. Those look pretty good, too. Okay, so good, good, good. Okay, so, but then there was a time when I had given birth, and I wasn't back to my pre-pregnancy weight, which was skinny. And so I have all these clothes that are the year 2001 era, okay? And if you remember, you know, with Friends and Will and Grace and that kind of, there were some pretty cool styles. So anyway, I have a pair of pants. They actually look like they're from the 1970s. And they aren't really belt bottoms, but they're very shiny and shimmery. And they have really big bottoms to it. Not tush, but whatever. The only problem is I'm not tall enough for these pants. They must have been made, I think I got them at Macy's. They must have been made like for a taller model. Because what happens is the shimmering big legged bottom, belt bottom things on the bottom of it get caught under my heel. So at work, I took a tumble. And so I fall down. And I mean, it's so embarrassing when you fall, you know, because everybody's like, you know, are you okay? Because I can't get up that quickly. You know, a kid can fall down and then bounce right back up and nobody sees his butt. For me, you know, I'm rolling around. I'm trying to brace my knee. I'm trying to find a place on the wall where I could sink my nail into it to try to, you know, support myself up. So it's really embarrassing. Okay, so knees all banged up. I'm all bruised up. You know what? I fell on my pants. It's my stupid pants. Okay, no big deal. But you know what? I feel good. So I go home. I work out. I'm great. Okay? I wake up this morning. I'm good. I'm like, okay, well, this is nice. So it looks like, okay, so what? So I fell. My knee's going to be bruised up. Who cares? I'm okay. You know, my sciatica is a little bit better. I've been doing, you know, this traction. Corey got me a traction table where you lie there upside down. So I was lying there upside down watching the Dolphin-Raven game. Oh, my God. 40-0. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I had a little baby bet on the Dolphins. Well, because the Dolphins are making a comeback. So anyway, okay, so I've been doing traction, et cetera. So I'm feeling really good. So this morning, I get up, And as I walk, I step on something. And it's squishy and it's warm. Well, what is squishy and warm? Fresh dog poop. So little Uzi, our puppy, even though she has like multiple doggy doors throughout the house, did poo-poo house. So I'm like, okay, well, so I pick her up. You know, I don't like to put their nose in the poo-poo because they just turn around and, you know, snuggle their nose to you or lick their nose and then kiss you. So I don't want her poo-poo in my face. But what I did is I showed her the poo-poo. I said, bad girl, no poo-poo house. And as I bend down to throw her outside the doggy door, snap. And boy, oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, so I'm in pain, and meanwhile, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, Donald Trump just started this war on opioids. I mean, oh, you know, can you please hold off for just a couple days because I think I'm going to need something. Oh my gosh. But then I'm like, you know what? Mind over matter. I got this. You know how you guys keep telling yourself, look, I can just listen to the Dr. Dolly show. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. And then for some reason it does. So that's what I did. I'm like, you know what? I got to work out. I can't let this mess with me. I'm going to talk away the pain. And I did. So I start working out. I do a lighter treadmill workout. But I'm like, okay, this is good. So I'm like, okay, pain's gone. Got it. I don't have to take any medication. I'm looking good. You know, maybe I'll have Corey adjust me because he's a chiropractor. And then, time to take my own poop. And I go, I sit down, playing Candy Crush, you know, checking my mail, right? Figuring out what I'm going to talk about on the show today. And as I get up from the toilet seat, whoa, Nelly. So right now I am like all pillowed up and here's the problem. No, I couldn't finish my poop. So I'm really constipated right now because of the pain. My back hurts. I'm so afraid that I'm not going to be able to get a narcotic if I need to get a narcotic. I would really like to have a narcotic out there, you know, just in case this doesn't go away. I took an ibuprofen. I know we're not supposed to be running to the pills. Oh, by the way, remember, I have esophageal ulcers. I'm not supposed to be taking ibuprofen. So don't tell my gastroenterologist. I'm not supposed to be taking ibuprofen. What am I supposed to do, okay? I'm in pain. You know, and my husband has the type of hands where once he starts to adjust to me, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe, you know, you're kind of handsome. And anyway, so we never really finished the whole chiropractic session, if you catch my drift. So, bad day, for me, but, probably worst day for you because you have to hear about it. But there was a point I was trying to make. Oh yeah, don't try to poop after you've injured your back. Give it about, you know, 36 hours. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What went well and what is not going to go well with this public health emergency Trump declared on opioids? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Human Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a bunch of people have been getting their panties all up in a bunch because President Donald Trump did not declare a formal national disaster declaration when it came to the opioid epidemic. Now, I thought national disaster declarations have to do with Hurricane Irma or Hurricane Harvey or Superstorm Sandy or the tornado in Joplin. That's what I thought national disaster declarations are for. Okay. Instead, he declared a nationwide public health emergency. I thought that was fine, but people's panties are getting all up in a bunch. Now, very cool, Rob Marinko and Leanne Tweeden on KBC Radio had me come on to talk about what I think should be done and you know, talk about this. And, okay, we have an opioid epidemic. I think we all agree with that. 91 people died a day of opioids. It's some serious stuff. But taking funds from FEMA or, you know, taking funds that are earmarked for national disasters when we could be coming up against a very bitter winter. We just got off the heels of one of the worst hurricane seasons. Somebody's saying that there's some volcano that may be erupting somewhere. We're supposed to be anticipating a pretty bad flu season. I just don't think it was that bad a move to declare a public health emergency as opposed to a national disaster declaration. So I think everybody could just straighten out their boxers. This really wasn't that bad a move. Now, Trump, through the Public Health Services Act, directed his acting Secretary of Health and Human Services to declare a nationwide health emergency. All right? According to that, basically, the order is going to, like we talked about the other day, expand access to telemedicine in rural areas. So what does that mean? That means if you live in an area where you don't have a lot of doctors, you could then, through telemedicine, talk to a doctor remotely, whether they're in Indiana, whether they're in Florida, whether they're in India. All right, so it's going to expand access to telemedicine in rural areas, which I think is good. Instruct agencies to curb bureaucratic delays, double good, especially when it comes to dispensing money, and shift some federal grants towards combating the crisis. Why is that bad? I think that's good. Okay? If Trump had used, according to CNN, the Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, the federal government apparently would have been able to tap into funds from FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund, to combat opioids. No. Keep that money where we need it for, God forbid, because it looks like every year something bad is happening. All right? Or mass shooting. Just for this opioid epidemic, we got a bunch of people with spinal stenosis and diabetic neuropathy and idiots like me falling down because of their pants, having back pain. Don't be using FEMA funds for that. They say the Stafford Act has traditionally been used to provide recovery money to natural disasters, Hurricanes Maria, Irma, and Harvey. That's what I said, so just leave it for that. So they say the nationwide health emergency that Trump ordered is more tailored and directed, but it comes with less immediate action. Okay, so what immediate action does everybody want? This is where we got to just take a step back and, think here. What immediate action is being expected by a group of politicians when it comes to your back pain? I'm scared to death to think what these politicians are going to come up with. Well, we got to get the doctors to stop prescribing, so let's immediately enact a law that any doctor who prescribes more than 30 tablets is put on suspension. Oh my gosh. Is it going to be something like that? Already, you guys are noticing that doctors do not want to write pain medicines now as it is. Look, we see the writing on the wall. Okay, we're fine writing your Z-Pak and writing your Lipitor and giving you your Viagra. Yeah, I will give you Viagra all day long because nobody's threatening to take my license away if I give you Viagra. But if I'm going to be at risk for losing my license for writing you a pain medication, I'm sorry. I'm only as good to you if I'm good myself. Like, you're only as healthy. You can't make other people healthy if you're not healthy. Meaning, I can't help other patients if I don't have a practice, if I don't have a license. So I need to make sure that license is solid, solidified, protected, and nothing's going to happen to it so I can help other people. And if that means turning you down when it comes to giving you a pain medication, that's a choice I'm going to have to make. And it's ugly to say that, but that's what's going on right now. So they want an emergency crisis FEMA-infused funded campaign to stop the opioid epidemic. And all I hear coming from the government and coming from legislators and city leaders and certain media posts are, well, all right, well, you know, we got to stop the overprescribing. No, all right? Overprescribing is one small piece of it. You need to stop the pain. True, you got people taking narcotics for funsies. Yeah, you got people, you know, popping a Percocet, doing some blow, drinking beer, chasing it with some Jack. Okay, you got those idiots out there. But you also have people who were in major car accidents, had spinal surgery, have degenerative discs, are in dire need of a knee and hip replacement. If you really want to do anything urgently to combat the opioid crisis, fix health care. Get people access to a knee replacement, to a hip replacement, to facet blocks, to epidural injections, to chiropractors, to physical therapy, to massage. How come massage isn't covered by insurance? Now, me personally, because of, you know, all the, you know, trigger points I have and the fibromyalgia, I feel good overall. I just hate getting a massage because it hurts me. I'm like, please don't touch anything, please. It hurts. But I got to tell you, there's people out there that say massage is what keeps them kicking. So why isn't insurance covering massage? If you really want to do something drastically, fix health care. And these people who have chronic pain could maybe get some treatments that they need or access. It's a hell of a lot cheaper to buy some Vicodin than it is to go to a doctor. So people will just go and get the Vicodin. And then, you know, if we don't like the narcotics that we have, why don't we incentivize pharmaceutical companies to make alternatives? Oh, the pharmaceutical companies make so much money, and they're in bed with the government, and they're in bed with doctors, and screw the pharmaceutical companies. Nah. All right, nobody's going to make new drugs if there's no incentive. Somebody incentivize pharmaceutical companies to come up with a better drug. Which company had to just pull their extended-release narcotic? And so many patients were freaked out because, was it the Opana ER? I have to remember. I'm having a brain fart. Sorry. But are you kidding me? So now what you're going to do is pull back medications that could offer sustained release and not short-term buzzes and aliquots of pain control? You're going to now pull those medicines back? What do you think a pharmaceutical company boardroom is talking about right now? Well, you know, we have an opioid crisis and, you know, they're going to need new medicines. Well, don't, because any new medicine we come up with, even the extended release, we're going to get sued for. We're going to have to pull back. Well, then, you know what? If we're going to take a loss, let's just, why don't we make more Viagra? Yeah, let's just do that. Viagra's safer. Why don't we make an erectile dysfunction drug? We're good. That's not the way to manage this. So, and I even think Donald Trump, and this isn't supposed to be a whole segment talking about how wonderful Donald Trump is, but I think even he had said, look, you know, why don't we encourage, you know, a better healthcare system? So, the save FEMA funds for where they need to be. When it comes to opioids, and it comes to you guys aren't in politics, so you're probably wondering what to do. Don't be in pain. Don't abuse your joints. Don't gain too much weight. Be very careful when you drive a car. Right? Take care of your bones. Eat healthy. Be well rested. Don't trip over stupid pants. But you're going to have to be proactive because I don't know what access we're going to have to pain medicines later on. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess the White House or the Trump administration has released, we've had the release of thousands of JFK assassination documents, but Trump is delaying release of some of them, apparently because of national security concerns. They say President Trump delayed last night evening the release of thousands of pages of classified documents related to the JFK assassination, bowing to pressure from the CIA, FBI, and other federal agencies. They are trying to keep some of the final secrets about the 53-year-old investigation, because it happened about 53 years old, actually almost 54 years now. And the president allowed the immediate release of 2,800 records by the National Archives following a last-minute scramble to meet a 25-year legal deadline. After lobbying by national security officials, the remaining documents will be reviewed during a 180-day period. In a memo released by the White House, Trump said, "I am ordering today that the veil finally be lifted. At the same time, executive departments and agencies have proposed to me that certain information should continue to be redacted because of national security, law enforcement, and foreign affairs concerns. I have no choice today but to accept those redactions rather than allow potentially irreversible harm to our nation's security." So, I guess we're looking through them now. The records were put online at about 7:30 p.m. There are thousands of field reports, cables, interview summaries from dozens of FBI, CIA, congressional investigators, and they revealed the minute or the little the minutiae of everything. I mean, we talk decades and continents, etc. And they're typed and they're stamped secret and they're so it's a lot to go through. Although what I find very fascinating is when Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin's emails were on Anthony Weiner's laptop, and there were reportedly thousands, they got through that within a weekend. Yet we're being told that to get through these documents, it's going to take months. Someone explain that to me. They say many of the files highlight the desperate search for Lee Harvey Oswald's possible connections to communists, Cubans, or both in the months before he shot Kennedy on November 22, 1963. Several show the FBI's often extraordinary efforts to identify suspected communists in the U.S. Dozens of them amount to brief records on individuals whose names were drawn from the mailing list of a publication called The Worker. Some documents, they say, according to Washington Post, summarize internal discussions within Communist Party meetings after the assassination, discussing whether Oswald was innocent and whether communists could be blamed for Kennedy's deaths. One FBI memo from April 1964 details Director J. Edgar Hoover's interest in connecting key players. He tells the New York field office to check out a tip that prior to the association, a meeting took place at Jack Ruby's Carousel Club in Dallas. Ruby was there, a man whose name is ineligible, Dallas police officer J.D. Tippett, who was shot by Oswald as he fled from the scene of the Kennedy shooting. So that's weird. Now, Oswald was, I guess, a former Marine. He had temporarily defected to the Soviet Union at one point, and then he was killed by Ruby, basically, at Dallas Police Headquarters, and that was on live television. We've all seen that picture, etc. So there's a lot of stuff that obviously needs to go through, but, you know, remember years ago, I told you that I was watching the footage. I've talked about this on air a lot. I was watching the footage of the breaking news and Walter Cronkite talking about the, that there was I don't know if he used the term accident, but there was an incident with JFK stable. He's being treated, you know, and they were trying to calm everybody down. There was like a soap opera in the beginning of the newscast, and then they broke back into the soap opera, and then it just started to unfortunately unfold. And as I'm watching this, they were discussing how fortunate it was and what a miracle it was that Lyndon B. Johnson, his car slowed down prior to the shooting. And they were like, gosh, if Lyndon B. Johnson's car was only a few meters, he could have been shot also. I don't know what made that car slow down, but that was a miracle. And, you know, they're talking about that. And I'm like, okay, so he slowed down before this happened. Huh. Did anybody interview the driver? Did Lyndon B. Johnson go, you know what, can you slow down? Or did anybody, and then they were talking about how, you know, in Dallas, LBJ has, you know, great supporters, and, you know, I think John F. Kennedy was not going to continue with Lyndon B. Johnson as his vice president for the 1964 election. So there was a lot going on. So I'm thinking, how thoroughly was LBJ investigated? Well, I guess in one of the documents, the Soviets did think that Lyndon B. Johnson was behind the Kennedy assassination. And remember, the Soviets had a huge network of spies. According to New York Daily News, Soviet spies believe that President Lyndon B. Johnson was behind the death of JFK. This is according to an FBI document. Sources told the American agency that the officials in the USSR believed there was some well-organized conspiracy on the part of the, quote, ultra-right that led to the 1963 assassination, with later claims that there was evidence to show the vice president's involvement. This is why I thought all the JFK papers were, you know, kept secret. Or cast, you know, in a vault. Although you would think LBJ during her presidency would have had everything burned. But anyway. So the claim was part of a memo on the Soviet reaction to Kennedy's death, forwarded from then FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover to Johnson's assistant Marvin Watson in 1966. It's now published as part of the newly unveiled JFK archive. Our sources added that in instructions from Moscow, it was indicated that now the KGB was in possession of data purporting to indicate President Johnson was responsible for the assassination of President JFK. And this was intelligence from 1965. They say KGB headquarters indicated that in view of this information, it was necessary for the Soviet government to know the existing personal relationship between President Johnson and Kennedy family, particularly that between President John and Robert and Ted Kennedy. Now, Johnson's involvement was a theory. They say the involvement in the assassination has been a persistent, if less common, theory behind the killing, spurred on by a woman named Madeline Duncan Brown, who says she was the vice president's lover. Conspiracy theorist Dave Perry told Dallas Morning News that Johnson could not have been at the party the night before the assassination, where he allegedly whispered about the crime to follow the next day as a string of photographs were showing. So anyway, here's the thing, okay? I don't want to say LBJ did it, okay? At this point, what are you going to do? LBJ's gone, you know, but I was just, you know, and I wish I could get a hold of that footage or that link. The problem is you need to sit there for the whole 2.5 hours and watch it as it unfolds and almost picture yourself being there in 1963. It's amazing. You actually get really enveloped in it. And I wasn't, you know, obsessed with the whole, you know, assassination and the story. Like some people, they really, really find it fascinating. But, you know, I watched it, you know, from a journalist standpoint. And, you know, they're talking about Eunice and, you know, some of the Kennedy family members coming to the airport because they want to see JFK and see how he's doing in the hospital. I'm like, oh, hurry, hurry. I'm even finding myself telling them to hurry. This was back in 1963. But you get that enveloped in the footage. But as you're watching it, it's just hitting you. And then I never thought LBJ could have been a part of it. But when you start picking up on these little things, you're like, I'm just shocked he wasn't a bigger suspect than he was. Soviet sentiment cited in the document also said that Lee Harvey Oswald was a, quote, nut job who visited in the USSR but was denied a longer stay because of perceived mental illness. You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald being a, quote, nutcase and, you know, military reject where he didn't continue in the military and I don't think the military would have wanted him back. How is somebody like that so successful at planning an assassination of a president? I don't believe he actually alone. I believe, I think this was probably one of the biggest government cover-ups we could have imagined. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc. Well, you know, you were talking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. I'm going to talk about opioids, but I'll jump on the bus with you. He was a crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt a minute that he might have conspired with other crazy lunatic people in government to assassinate Kennedy.
He had the most to gain. You know, he really had the most to gain. I know now it's so past tense and it's 50 some years ago, but I was just surprised that he wasn't more of a suspect. It just seems so obvious to me when I was watching the footage, and unless he's now president, so the government was really able to, you know, shut that down, shut any of those theories down.
Well, look at all the money that stood to be made and was made with the elimination of Kennedy. You know, Kennedy was no golden boy, by the way. He was a miserable reprobate. He was into drugs, women, all kinds of sin and licentiousness, despite people thinking that he was a good Irish Catholic boy. I think he did have a good side. We're all sinners, let's face it, and one sin isn't really worse than the next. It all gets us into hell if we don't repent. But he was really going overboard, and when he got into LSD, I think he really let himself be in a position to be taken advantage of, and that's certainly what somebody did. I don't think
I didn't know he did LSD. Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, towards the end, that's one thing that I thought to myself when I learned about that. You know, that's a hell of a thing. It's one thing to be seeing a doctor and get your uppers and your downers and your pain medication, but when you're getting illicit LSD from the whore down the street, who, by the way, happened to be married to one of his agents who was supposed to be protecting him. I mean, that alone, when you're sleeping with another man's wife and you're the president and he can't get to you, that's enough to spur any married guy to put a bullet.
So there was a lot of people that could have had motives, huh? Yeah.
Absolutely. But the LSD, do you want the guy with the nuclear football to be on LSD? I mean, come on.
Man.
You got to abstain from a few things. But, you know, Johnson, he suffered from what so many of our recent presidents have, and they all have this reckless disregard for limits. You know, I mean, he didn't want just a better society. He wanted the great, well, you're too young. He wanted a great society. He was delusional. You know, he declared a war on poverty, but with no idea of how to go about fighting that war. And let's face it, you know, I don't know what lunatic ever got it in their head to declare war on things that really cannot be defeated. You can work on these things, but it's not like really fighting a war. And that's
not to interrupt you, but just like right now, everybody wants Donald Trump to fight a war on opioids. You can't fight a war on opioids. I mean, you know, people are in pain. That's the point I was making earlier. You were going to actually say something about opioids.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I don't know why people are so eager to give up their rights when it comes to things like that. You know, we've talked about this before. If someone wanted to take away your guns, you would say, no way, that's constitutionally protected, God-given right. These things are inherent. They're not alienable. You cannot take them away. I cannot give them away. Yet when it comes to what we can and cannot put in our bodies, we say, oh, government, please help us. That is crazy.
Like with sugar and with, you know, the cup sizes in New York and with, I'm surprised also that we let the government get involved. But the reason why we do this is because Americans think other Americans are stupid. They think that we need the restaurants.
Well, they are stupid.
Yeah.
They are stupid.
So what were you going to say on opioids?
Well, listen, you know, let's talk about these stupid people. You know, I turned on C-SPAN this morning, and almost every call except for mine was people saying, yes, we've got to do something about these opioids. In other words, don't put the responsibility on individuals. Please, government, come and do something. Tell us what to do. Save us like government is a god. Now, why would anybody, this is why people are stupid, why would they cede to government their right to decide what goes in their body? And since when, in a free country, do do law-abiding citizens have their rights taken away and infringed upon because some people do stupid or illegal things? We don't do it with guns. We don't do it with cars. We don't do it with anything else. Yet when it comes to, the evil opioids, and by the way, I'll talk to you another day about how skewed the stats are on that. But, you know, that the Office of National Drug Control Policy put out one number, the White House put out another, and the DEA put out another number. So do you really trust government?
No, exactly. You know, with the numbers, you got to take those with a grain of salt. But we do have an issue. I mean, once you take a narcotic, even the first pill, you could be hooked. So there is,
doctor. Listen, you know the difference. Tell your audience the difference between, I hate when people jump to this addiction thing. There's a difference between physical dependence and disease of addiction.
What I'm saying is the point I'm trying to make is when somebody has a crap load of pain, their go-to, the system we have, such with our health care, et cetera, makes it such that it's cheaper to go and get a Vicodin than something that may really be a better medicine for nerve pain. Like Lyrica, for example. Lyrica is expensive. Who is going to prefer to pay for Lyrica when they could get Lortab for $4?
Tell people how many deaths are caused by NSAIDs. You know how many deaths are caused by that.
And by the way, you mentioned
Vicodin. What about the Tylenol? Does the government say, wait a minute, let's decide what actually caused this death? And they don't. And by the way, they don't talk about the synergistic effect that occurs when people take multi-drugs and they have them in their system. If there's an opioid in their system, be it by pill or by street heroin, they say this is caused by opioids.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you look, I'll challenge you on the whole epidemic issue as well. Look at what the CDC says, how what the proper protocol is. Take, for instance, you've talked about the Zika virus before. Compare what the CDC says is the proper protocol for treating an epidemic like that compared to what the government is saying about treating this so-called opioid epidemic.
I think the terms used are wrong. I'm with you on that, Tom. All right, I'm going to let you take a breather and calm down because you're one of the people that got their panties all up in a bunch.
I'm just passionate about this.
I know.
Just listen, I've had so many comrades die in the street because cops are getting knocked off every year in record numbers because of this violence. It's just like Prohibition. I challenge anybody who disagrees with me to look at the murder rate prior to Prohibition, during Prohibition, and when Prohibition was ended, because it's the same numbers that you'll find prior to the drug war, during the drug war, and hopefully one day the drug war will end and we'll stop having cops die, citizens die, and children die.
Why don't we agree on this? It's all Lyndon B. Johnson's fault. All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom, for calling in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Boo! Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.